Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. And Leave Each Other Alone. It's a song from Jess Moskaluke and Travis Collins. There's now a video clip to it, which you should absolutely go check out. It's a great song. It's still inside our Kickstarter's 20. And joining me right now is the man himself, Travis Collins. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, mate. I'm good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I remember speaking to Jess ages ago, whenever the song came out, and asking her how the collaboration came about. And I mean, I paraphrase here, but basically it sounded like, you know, in high school or in primary school even, you know, when you used to like that boy or girl and think, oh, can you get my friends to go and ask that person and see if they like me as well?
Yes, it was kind of that. Well, obviously Jess and I met 2 years ago at the C2C Sydney and Brisbane shows. We ended up on the same CMA songwriters show. And I was just really drawn to her songs and you know, small town sort of ethos of her music. And it was kind of, you know, not dissimilar to the stuff that I release. You know, she's a huge star in Canada. And we just hit it off like we knew each other already. You know, similar raisings. We were talking about TV shows that we'd both watched, just having a good old laugh. And it was kind of crazy that, you know, in days gone by, you'd have your manager contact one manager and float the track, and then it'd have to get past all the gatekeepers. But after those C2C dates, Jess and I were, you know, sending each other funny memes and stuff like that, just as mates, having a laugh. And then, you know, a month or two later, she sent me this song. She goes, I really want this to be a duet on my next album and would love to have you on it. And, man, I got to tell you, I usually sort of block a lot of those things. You know, there's some great requests out there, but you... Sometimes the song isn't as good as what people think it is when they send it to you. But Jess sent me this song, Leave Each Other Alone. And before the first chorus even hit, I was just like, this is a good song. And then the chorus just sealed the deal, and I knew I had to jump in and get involved with it. So I was stoked to be asked, and I'm really, really proud of how the product came up.
You guys blend really well. Some duets and some kind of collaborations, they just two great artists in their own right, but sometimes it doesn't work. But you guys, your voices blend really well on this song.
Can I tell you guys a funny story? And this will be the first people I've told. Kicks will be the first head to hear this.
Ooh,
so a day before I was supposed to track my vocals, obviously I'm in Australia, Jess has done all hers in Canada. A day before they're supposed to send me all the files to do my backing vocal, The engineer lost the whole session, Jess's vocals, all the instrument tracks, and they basically had to retrack everything. So that song essentially was recorded a second time. The first one was just completely lost to the hard drive, gone. So being such a tight deadline and, you know, across international borders and everything, we really didn't know how to get back on track with the time. And I took it to the studio. All I knew was the tempo, the key, and I'd heard Jess sing an MP3 of it, which is for the non-tech heads listening, it's completely different. You can't record in a session to that. But I did my backing vocal, which in 99.9% of cases is the thing that goes on second or last. I did my vocal, and then Jess actually tracked the lead vocal to my backing vocal. Which is just the first time I've ever heard of anybody doing anything like that. And it was really strange. So where I would be doing the second part, we did that first, and then Jess did her part, the main part, second. And it just come up like we were standing in the same room. So a testament to, you know, how like-minded we are as singers. And you know, it's really crazy that it come up so well, considering that.
And you did the film clip separately, of course, because of its different countries and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they shot all theirs in Canada, and they had a contact down here, a friend of theirs with a camera producer and a director, and sent them up to Newcastle to meet me, and we shot our part in a few hours in Newcastle and patched it all together. And yeah, just a great catchy song. It's you know, it's one of those ones I'm not sick of listening to yet, and I generally don't listen to my own songs when I'm at home. It feels kind of awkward for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, if this one comes on, I'm listening, and it comes on, I let it play because I really enjoy it.
So I see you playing shows again, and I tell you what, you look like you're over the moon about that.
Yeah, man, and more so I'm over the moon with the response of not just me, but live music is just getting such a response now. And I think 2020 really highlighted to people what a struggle it is to A, even establish yourself in the music business, but B, to maintain it at that level. And when it all fell apart, suddenly... you know, in the music business, you kind of act a little cool and a little celebrity about everything, but it's such a delicate business, man, and you're always just on the edge of failing. Even when you're winning, you're only one wrong move from failing. And I think with everybody getting sidelined for so long, the hearts came out on the sleeves, and artists were starting to really show and explain some of the inner workings and struggles of the music business. And I think the Australian general population really started to go, man, the creatives are really, diverse and, what's the word I'm looking for here? They battle, man. We're the battlers. And I think people really bought into that and went, you know what, when live music returns, we're going to be there in their corner. And they certainly have. So I'm really proud of that. And you and I have talked about the emergence of new festivals, so many new festivals popping up. And these are events that hopefully get a nice solid grounding and go into the future, because maybe COVID wasn't that bad after all in the aftermath. You know, maybe it was a nice platform to go, let's build.
Yeah, you know, when you don't realize what you love until you lose it, kind of thing, all that kind of stuff.
Correct, man. 100%.
I'm chatting with Travis Collins this morning. The song with Jess Moskaluk has a brand new film clip, which you should absolutely go check out. Speaking of reaching and getting reach and all that kind of stuff, I just want to bring up something that had been popping up on my social feed for the last few days. You made one of those posts that just kind of went viral, looking at the comments, talking about confessions and marriages. And I got to ask, ensuite? You use the ensuite bathroom? Like, that's your confession?
I just thought it was a funny thing. As anyone in a relationship like that, there are certain things. I mean, it's tongue in cheek. Of course, I'm allowed to use it if I want to, but it's just
you're
one
allowed,
of those things.
But are you really?
Yeah, that's right. I thought, I wonder if there's any other blokes out there that have these rules, these stupid little understandings in their relationship or marriage. Where so the status update was chilling confessions of a married man. Sometimes when my wife's not home, I use her ensuite bathroom. I couldn't believe the amount of people. Everyone's writing their own confession of things they do when their partner's not home.
And there's like the Wolf Brothers are there. I don't know which one though. One of them, probably both of them, to be fair. Brad Butcher said the same one that pretty much I kind of had, you know, where you replace the booze that you drank so that she doesn't know how much she drank.
Man, I heard one the other day. Someone inboxed me one. They didn't put it up but somebody inboxed me and said, when they're at Woolworths, this is a girlfriend or a wife, they said, when I'm at Woolworths or Coles, I buy the vouchers, gift vouchers for the restaurants that I like. So when I suggest to my partner we should go out for dinner, he says we can't afford it. She goes, I think I've got a voucher laying around somewhere.
I love that. That's great.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant. I love that idea. New music for yourself. It's been a while. I think Wreck Me was the last single, and that was last year when the album came out. Are you going to get another single from the album, or are you looking onto new projects?
Mate, we sort of turned our sights to creating again. There's no real plan for a release date or even a record date at this point. But I am collaborating. I do want to make this next thing a real out of my comfort zone collaboration. Maybe some people outside of country as well, just to see what we can educate each other on. Like, you know, I want to really work with some rock and pop guys and show them what country's all about, and maybe take a little bit of essence of what they're all about and just see where it leads, man. I'm in a really really fruitful phase where I'm still exploring music, and I think I always will be. So I'm keen to see what I come up with in the next few months of just knocking on people's doors, writing songs and sitting in studios and seeing what kind of flavors and sounds come out of that.
Well, all sounds very enticing. We look forward to hearing whatever comes next, until which we've got a big year of 2021 and probably into 2022 of plenty of shows that you're going to be at. So we look forward to catching up again soon.
No worries. Thanks for chatting, Chris.
Thanks, Travis. Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.